At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Members of the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs will join President Trump in a prayer service at the White House Thursday. Pastor Frank Pomeroy will lead a short prayer during the service. A gunman killed 26 people at the church last November. A senior White House aide has confirmed Trump will speak Friday at the National Rifle Association convention in Dallas, his third straight appearance at the annual gathering. The Dallas Morning News reports the NRA spent about $11 million to support Trump in the 2016 election. Vice President Mike Pence will also speak at that convention. Guns have been banned for both appearances. That's routine for events attended by the president. Dallas Mayor Pro Tem Duane Caraway spoke about the convention yesterday on WFAA's Inside Texas Politics. Caraway opposed the NRA holding its convention in Dallas this year. He said the organization should be using their power to talk about solutions to gun violence.
I'm not saying that they're the ones responsible, but they're the ones that have the finesse, the finance, and the influence to help us set new policies, new rules as we move forward.
A number of protests are planned outside of the NRA convention. It kicks off Friday. The bond for the suspect in the killing of a Dallas police officer last week has been raised to $4 million. Armando Juarez is accused of shooting and killing Officer Rogelio Santander and injuring Officer Crystal Almeida and Home Depot loss prevention officer Scott Painter. Juarez was initially charged with murder, assault, and property theft. He now faces two additional charges of aggravated assault and two forgery charges. Santander's funeral will be held tomorrow at Lake Point Church in Rockwall. The Food and Drug Administration says it's cracking down on selling Juul e-cigarette devices to teenagers. They look like thumb drives, produce little plume, and smell like fruit or other flavorings. Products like Juul's bother Dr. David Bayless. He runs the smoking cessation program at UT Southwestern Medical Center. In today's Vital Signs, he talked with me about regulation and the health risks of e-cigarettes or vaping.
We've been wanting the FDA to regulate these e-cigarettes because FDA now has control over nicotine, and many of us have been disappointed about how slow this process has been with the FDA. You have no idea what you're getting with e-cigs. There's so many different makers, so many different types. One of the things that we're asking for is much tighter regulation so people know exactly what they're getting and there's some reproducibility in what they're delivering to people.
Have you run into cases, though, of people trying to quit e-cigs who found themselves addicted to it?
So initially we thought that e-cigs might be helpful in getting people to quit traditional cigarettes, but the data hasn't borne that out. What we found is that people are just using this as another nicotine delivery device, that they smoke in the morning at home. They can't smoke traditional cigarettes at work, so they use their e-cigs at work, and then they go home and smoke traditional cigarettes again. Mm-hmm. So they're just continuing their nicotine addiction with these e-cigs since they're a little more acceptable nowadays in public places, but they're not actually quitting.
Explain how the e-cigarette works.
And it's battery-operated. You add a liquid that is nicotine, and it heats up this liquid and makes a vapor that is then inhaled and exhaled to the environment around them as well.
That's the name, vaping. Isn't there a perception out there, though, that somehow e-cigarettes or vaping is somehow less dangerous?
People feel like it's a safe alternative to smoking, but there are still many concerns with e-cigs. You know, we've done a great job overall at reducing the incidence of smoking in general, down from 46% in 1964 when the Surgeon General's report came out, down to probably less than 16%. So the incidence of smoking has been coming down. But the main concern we have, the use in our younger generation has skyrocketed with these e-cigs. We don't want smoking to be cool again, like it was a long time ago. And we're concerned it's going to get a generation hooked on nicotine, and it'll be a gateway drug that then they'll start using traditional cigarettes, be hooked on cigarettes, and be smokers.
Is there as much nicotine in an e-cigarette as a regular cigarette?
It's not the nicotine. It's that the combustible cigarette has a lot of poisons and toxins that you get by the combustion process. And so,
simply to make it work.
Correct. The e-cigs are probably safer, but they're still inhaling a vapor into your lungs and pollutants that you get into your lungs that we know are dangerous. There are known carcinogens, acetaldehyde, paraaldehyde in e-cigs. With the heating process, there are some of these carcinogens that are released and that people are being exposed to and inhaling into their lungs.
That said then, government regulation, that takes time.
Absolutely.
So if you had your druthers then, if something could be done to address this issue of e-cigarettes, of vaping, what would a good first step be?
We just got Fort Worth to go completely smoke-free, which was very late in the game compared to the other major Dallas cities. Luckily, we were able to include not only traditional cigarettes, but also e-cigarettes in the smoking ban in Fort Worth. So including e-cigs along with traditional cigarettes in all of our smoking bans so that people can't use them in all the public places. Smokers typically start when they're young, so I think we should try to raise the age at which people can use both traditional cigarettes and e-cigarettes. Many places have raised the age from 18 to 21. And another concern that many parents may not know about, some people are adding other drugs to the e-cig. And so kids are sort of taking advantage of it and adding other drugs to e-cigs. And you may think they're, oh, it's not so bad. They're only using e-cigs, but there may be other drugs in the liquid. And they're using the e-cig devices to deliver other drugs besides just nicotine. And that's another concern that we have with these devices.
So parents could exercise more control at home, maybe keep a lookout for what their kids are doing or using.
Absolutely.
Dr. Bayless, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.
Dr. David Bayless is a professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center, and he'll head a smoking clinic at UT Southwestern Simmons Cancer Center. In the forecast, mostly sunny skies, look for a high near 82, overnight low around 65, and then tomorrow, cloudy with a high near 82. It's 63 degrees in Dallas, 65 in Fort Worth, and 61 degrees in Wichita Falls and Tyler.